Scientific research on the effects of therapeutic writing has seen remarkable growth in recent decades, empirically validating the intuitions of journal therapy pioneers. Numerous studies, conducted in various contexts and with diverse populations, have highlighted the benefits of expressive writing on physical and mental health. The pioneering work of James Pennebaker, professor of psychology at the University of Texas, paved the way for this field of research. In a series of studies published from the 1980s, he showed that writing about traumatic or stressful experiences for 15 to 20 minutes per day over several consecutive days had significant positive effects. Participants who wrote about difficult events, expressing their deepest thoughts and emotions, subsequently demonstrated an improvement in their physical health, fewer medical visits, strengthening of the immune system, a reduction in stress and anxiety symptoms, and a more positive mood than control group participants who wrote about neutral topics. These results have been replicated and expanded upon by numerous subsequent studies. A meta-analysis by Frattaroli, 2006, covering 146 experimental studies, confirmed the effectiveness of expressive writing in improving physical and psychological well-being. The beneficial effects were observed across a wide range of indicators: reduction of stress and anxiety, improved emotional regulation, decrease in ruminations, improvement in mood and self-esteem, better cognitive performance, strengthening of the immune system, faster healing, decrease in blood pressure, etc. Research has also explored the psychological mechanisms by which expressive writing produces these positive effects. A major hypothesis is that verbalizing difficult experiences allows for their cognitive and emotional reorganization. By writing about a stressful or traumatic event, you give it a narrative structure, clarify your thoughts and emotions, which helps to better understand and integrate this experience. Writing would thereby make sense of one's life events and lessen the negative emotional burden associated with painful memories. Other studies have highlighted writing's role in emotional regulation. Lepore and Smith, 2002, showed that expressive writing helped to better identify and differentiate emotions, expressing them in a more nuanced way and with better tolerance. By writing about one's feelings, one learns to accept and manage them in a healthier manner, rather than avoiding them or being overwhelmed by them. Neuroscience research has also started to shed light on the neuronal correlates of the effects of writing. A study by Lieberman et al., 2007, showed that verbalizing negative emotions caused a decrease in the activity of the amygdala, a key region in the processing of fear and stress, and an increase in the activity of the prefrontal cortex, involved in cognitive and emotional control. Expressive writing would hence regulate emotions at the cerebral level, strengthening cognitive control circuits and lessening emotional reactivity. Finally, recent studies have focused on the effects of positive writing and gratitude. Thus, Emmons and McCullough, 2003, showed that keeping a gratitude journal, noting every day three things one is thankful for, significantly increased subjective well-being, optimism, and life satisfaction, while decreasing depressive symptoms. Cultivating positive emotions through writing, therefore, has beneficial effects complementary to expressing difficulties. This research provides solid scientific evidence of the benefits of therapeutic writing, validating the intuitions of journal therapy practitioners. It also opens up new avenues to refine understanding of underlying mechanisms and optimize interventions. As emphasized by Kathleen Adams, research allows us to know that writing is effective. Practice shows us how it transforms lives. Both are essential to advancing the field of journal therapy. Takeaways: scientific research has validated the benefits of therapeutic writing on physical and mental health, notably thanks to James Pennebaker's pioneering work in the 1980s. Expressive writing about difficult experiences for 15 to 20 minutes per day enhances many well-being indicators: reduction in stress and anxiety, improved emotional regulation, more positive mood, strengthening of the immune system, etc. Writing allows for the cognitive and emotional reorganization of painful experiences, giving them meaning and lessening their negative emotional burden. Writing aids in better identifying, differentiating, expressing, and regulating emotions. It strengthens cerebral cognitive control circuits and reduces amygdala reactivity. Positive writing and gratitude also have beneficial effects, fostering positive emotions and well-being. Research provides solid evidence of the effectiveness of therapeutic writing and opens up avenues for optimizing its use, complementing clinical practice.